It's great to see you all here this morning. Thank you so much for your prayers.
非常感谢大家的祷告.
And I know that I'm very blessed by how much our church, this church prays every single Sunday.
真的, 每个教会每个周日的祷告真的是让我们非常的蒙福.
And I would just like to thank you for your prayers, and I would like to pray for you as well, as I have been blessed by your prayers.
谢谢大家为我祷告, 因着我这样的祷告, 我蒙到祝福, 我也愿意跟大家一起祷告.
Let's pray together, please.
那我们一起祷告.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
父啊, 我们实在感谢你。
We thank you for blessing us with this opportunity to come and worship you together.
谢谢你给我们这样一同到你面前来敬拜你的机会。
We thank you for the great gift of your word.
也感谢主你借着你的话赐给我们的恩典。
We ask God that your word would indeed speak life and truth unto us today.
也真的是求你的话今天将生命带给我们。
And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts here together would be pleasing unto you.
也实在祷告我今天我要说的弟兄姐妹所思想的都能够讨你的喜悦。
Would you please speak to every single brother and sister here this morning?
求你今天早上向这里的每一个弟兄姐妹讲话。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Would you please turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 21. We'll be looking at verses 27 to 36.
请大家一起打开圣经使徒行传第21章。
27
to 36. 27节到36节。 使徒行传21章。
Again, we're looking at Acts chapter 21, 27 through 36.
使徒行传21章27节到36节。
I'll read the passage first in English, and then our brother will read it after me.
我先用英文读一遍，然后弟兄用中文念。
The word of God says, When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law in this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place. They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commanders came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another, and since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great that he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, Kill him, kill him.
那七日将完。 从亚细亚来的犹太人看见保罗在殿里，就耸动了众人，下手拿他，喊叫说：“以色列人来帮助！这人就是在各处教训众人，糟践我们百姓和律法，并这地方的。他又带了希利尼人进殿，污秽了这圣殿。这话是因他们曾看见以弗所人特罗菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿，合城都震动，百姓。” 一起跑来抓住保罗，拉他出殿，店门立刻都关了。他们正想要杀他，有人报信给营里的千夫长说，耶路撒冷合城都乱了。千夫长立时带着兵丁和几个百夫长跑下去到他们那里。他们见了千夫长和兵丁，就止住，不打保罗。于是千夫长上前拿住他，吩咐用两条铁链捆锁，又问他是什么人，做的是什么事。众人有喊叫这个的，有喊叫那个的。 千夫长因为这样乱嚷，得不着实情，就吩咐人将保罗带进营楼里。到了台阶上，众人挤得凶猛，兵丁只得将保罗抬起来。众人跟在后面喊着说：“除掉他！”Recently,
at my church EBCC, we studied the book of Acts, and we went through it chapter by chapter.
最近在天成教会，我们读经的时候，我们读到。 使徒行传我们是一章一章的读。
And in our English ministry, we looked at Jesus' command to his disciples, especially at the beginning of the book of Acts, to stay and wait in Jerusalem.
我们在英文组读到使徒行传，特别是讲到主耶稣吩咐他的门徒要等在耶路撒冷。
This was actually a command that he gave even in the Gospels, and then we see again in the book of Acts, to stay and wait in Jerusalem.
这是我们在福音书中已经看到的，同样的，在使徒行传中，主也这样吩咐他的门徒，叫他们等候在耶路撒冷。
And the reason why he wanted them to wait in Jerusalem was because he wanted them to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
他要他的门徒等候在耶路撒冷，因为是要他们在那里等候圣灵的降临。
If you want, you can even keep your finger here and turn with me to Acts 1:8.
如果你愿意的话呢，你可以把你的啊把圣经留在这里，然后跟我呢一同翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the most important verse in the entire book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章第八节是整卷使徒行传中最重要的经节。
This verse, Acts 1:8, tells us this.
这一节告诉我们说。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
你们要等候在但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
What we see in this verse is actually a summary of the entire book of Acts.
我们在这一节看到的其实是整个对于使徒行传的总结。
Because in the next chapter, in Acts chapter 2, we see the fulfillment of this passage.
在第二章我们就看到这一段经文的应验。
Because in Acts chapter 2, the promised Holy Spirit, he comes upon the people.
在第二章的时候，圣灵就降临到人的身上。
On the day of Pentecost, he anoints the people with power from heaven to go and to preach the gospel and to reach all people to the ends of the earth.
圣灵降临在使徒身上，使他们得到天上的能力，可以将福音传到地极。
Everything else in the book of Acts is, we see this being fulfilled, Acts 1:8, of the people going out to the ends of the earth, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
在使徒行传中，我们看到的就是他们得到圣灵的能力，然后将福音传到各地。
As they go, we see eventually a man who's transformed by the power of God.
当他们去传福音的时候，我们就看到一个被福音所完全改变的人。
And this man would go on to become one of the greatest disciples, one of the greatest church planters, one of the greatest pastors in all of history.
这个人后来就是我们所看到的，在整个人历史上最伟大的使徒，最伟大的教会的建造者，最伟大的牧师。
And of course, I am speaking about the Apostle Paul.
当然，大家知道我说的就是使徒保罗。
Because this man who once hated Jesus Christ.
这个人过去曾经恨恶主耶稣。
And a man who did everything he could to stop the church.
他竭尽所能来制止教会。
He would now go and preach the gospel about Jesus Christ himself.
现在他却出去来传讲耶稣基督自己。
And this man who had once persecuted the church would now receive persecution himself as he preached the gospel.
这个过去逼迫教会的人，如今因为他传福音而受到逼迫。
In Acts chapter 20, the chapter before the one we are looking at today, Paul spoke these words to the people in Miletus.
在使徒行传二十一章，我们读的前面的二十章，那里面讲到保罗对米利都教会的弟兄姐妹所说的话。
He says, "And now, compelled by the Spirit." I am going to Jerusalem.
第二十章 OK, 他说 我现在心里焦急，因为现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚急迫，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。
Not knowing what will happen to me there.
不知道我要遇见什么事。
I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me.
但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。
This is what he preached and what he spoke in Acts chapter 20.
这是他在第使徒行传二十章里面所说的话。
And now in our passage here in Acts 21, we see the fulfillment of what he had said and spoken before.
那么到二十一章的时候，我们就看到他所说的果然应验了。
Paul is now in the city of Jerusalem.
保罗现在在耶路撒冷。
And these promised hardships have come.
那么神所告诉他的艰难果然来到了。
In Acts 21, we see a mob rising up.
在21章,
we see that they grab Paul. They drag him out from the temple. They beat him. They lock him up in chains. And they try to do everything that they can to kill him. This is what Paul experienced as a disciple of Jesus Christ. This was his calling to be a faithful and true disciple. And this is what I would like to speak about today for us. I've entitled my sermon today, The Cost of Discipleship. It is based off of a great book by a former pastor and church leader in Germany named Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
那我所讲的信息是根据呢，在德国历史上。 一位伟大的信徒名叫潘霍华，他所写的一本书。
Can I even see by a show of hands, is anybody familiar with this book?
有没有人知道这本书?
We have one and a half.
叫做《做门徒》这本书。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer is an amazing man of God.
潘霍华是神一位伟大的仆人。
He was a leader in the church during the Nazi regime in the 1940s.
他是上世纪40年代德国教会的领袖。
For being a Christian, for his faith in Jesus Christ, he would eventually, like the Apostle Paul, he would be thrown to prison. And he actually, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, would be executed and killed on April
8th, 1945.
There is a denomination called the Southern Baptist Convention.
有一个宗派叫做南方浸信会。
They are probably the biggest denomination in the world. And that denomination does a tremendous amount of mission work around the world. The current president of the Southern Baptist Convention's International Mission Board, he's a very famous pastor named David Platt.
那在南方浸信会现在的国际部的主席名叫David
Platt.
David Platt.
And he wrote a book called Follow Me.
他写了一本书叫做跟从我。
And this is an excerpt from that book that he writes.
那我要下面说的是从这卷书上的一段摘节。
So I'd like to read it for you, but I'm going to encourage you to close your eyes and to imagine this together.
我给大家念，但是我念的时候希望大家把眼睛闭上。
Let's close our eyes and imagine this.
让我们闭上眼睛，然后用我们的想象。
Imagine a woman named Ayan.
想象有一个女孩叫做艾雅。
Ayan is a part of a people who pride themselves on being 100% Muslim.
他属于那一个因着他们是百分之百的穆斯林而引以为豪的那一类人。To
belong to Ayan's tribe is to be Muslim.
要成为Ayan他的这个支派了，你必须是一个穆斯林。Ayan's
personal identity, familial honor, relational standing, and social status are all intertwined with Islam.
他所有的他自己这个人，还有他的地位，还有他的文化，都是跟伊斯兰相关联的。Simply
put, if Ayan ever leaves her faith, she will immediately lose her life.
简单的说，如果她离开这个信仰的话，她马上就要丧失生命。If
Ayan's family ever finds out that she is no longer a Muslim, they will slit her throat without question or hesitation.
如果他的家庭知道他离开了穆斯林，那么他们的家族会毫不犹豫地把他杀死。Can
you imagine this woman?
你可以想象这样一个妇女吗?
Now imagine having a conversation with Ayan about Jesus.
现在你想象跟他有一段对话，讲到耶稣基督。You
start by telling her how God loves her so much.
你跟他讲神如何的爱他。
That he sent his only son to die on the cross for her sins as her savior. As you speak, you can sense her heart softening toward what you are saying. At the same time, though, you can feel her spirit trembling. She is contemplating what it would cost for her to follow Christ. With fear in her eyes and faith in her heart, she asked this question.
看到她的, 他问出这样一个问题。
How do I become a Christian?
我怎样能够成为一个基督徒?
You have two options in your response to Ion.
你有两种回答。
You can tell her how easy it is to become a Christian.
你可以告诉她成为基督徒是如何的容易。
If she will simply believe certain truths and repeat a particular prayer, she can be saved.
如果她相信一些真理，并且呢。 跟你做一些一定模式的祷告，他就成为一个信徒。
You could tell her that's all it takes.
你可以告诉他这就是所需要的。Your
second option is to tell Ion the truth.
第二个选择则是将真相告诉他。You
can tell Ion that in the gospel, God is calling her to die.
你要告诉他在福音中神呼召他去死。To
die to her life.
向他自己的生活死。To
die to her family.
向他的家庭死。
To die to her friends,
向他的朋友死,
to die to her future,
向他的未来死,
and in dying to live,
因此呢, 可以出死入生,
to live in Christ.
在基督里面得生,
Let's open our eyes together now.
那我们大家睁开眼睛。
Oftentimes when we think about and read the scriptures and we see certain people who are being persecuted and killed, we think that this only happened a long time ago when the Bible was written.
当我们读圣经, 看到一些人因着信耶稣而受逼迫的时候，我们常常以为这是过去圣经那个时候的事。But
what we have to realize and remember is that more Christians have been persecuted against, and more Christians have died in this generation than in any other generation before.
我们要知道，我们要记住的是，今天因着信耶稣而受逼迫而殉道的基督徒比过去任何的时代都更多。
Our Christian brothers and sisters around the world right now are receiving a tremendous amount of persecution.
今天我们在世界各地的弟兄姐妹正在经受极大的逼迫。
Going back to David Platt's book, Follow Me,
回到David Platt他的那本书,跟从我的那本书,
Ion is a real person.
Ion是一个真实的人。
She had to make a real decision whether or not to follow Jesus Christ that day.
他在那一天必须做出一个是否来跟从耶稣的真实的决定。She
would make the decision to follow Christ.
他做出了这样一个跟从耶稣的决定的话。But
in doing so, she would have to die to everything that she knew in her life.
他这样做，他就要跟他生命中所知道的一切人向他们死。Because
of her decision, she would have to run away from her family and never see them again.
因为他这样的决定就意味着他要离开他的家，再也不会见到他们。She
would never see any of her friends ever again.
他再也见不到他的朋友。And
actually now she is living her life spreading the gospel to her people strategically now.
那事实上呢，如今他已经在向他的自己的同胞来传福音。Ion
knew and understood the great cost of discipleship.
让他明白知道做耶稣基督的代价，做耶稣基督门徒的代价。Dietrich
Bonhoeffer, the pastor in Germany, he also understood the great cost of discipleship.
那个德国的牧师潘霍华，他也知道做门徒的代价。He
wrote this. He says, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die."
他在他的书里面写到，当耶稣基督呼召一个人的时候，他是呼召他来死。
The early disciples in the scriptures, they understood this too.
那么我们在圣经中看到的初期的那些门徒，他们也明白这样的话。Oftentimes
we forget that they had to leave behind their families, their friends, and their homes to follow Jesus Christ.
我们常常忘记他们来跟从耶稣乃是要离开他们的家，离开他们的朋友。
They had to give up their jobs and their careers to follow Jesus Christ.
他们跟从耶稣就要放弃他们的工作，放弃他们的事业。
When Jesus approached four fishermen and he told them, "Follow me."
当耶稣来到那四个渔夫面前，跟他们说，来跟从我的时候。
These four fishermen gave up everything to follow Jesus Christ.
这四个渔夫就放下一切来跟从耶稣。
Of these four, they were John, James, Andrew, and Peter.
这四个人就是约翰、雅各、彼得和安德烈。
John, in his life, he would become exiled for following Jesus Christ.
约翰因着跟从耶稣基督而被流放。James
would become beheaded.
雅各则是被砍头。Andrew
was crucified in Greece.
安德烈在希腊被钉十字架。
Peter, we know, was crucified upside down because he said he was not worthy to die the same way as Jesus Christ, his master.
彼得他是被倒钉十字架，因为他说他不配和耶稣一样被钉十字架。
This is what it meant for these men to follow Jesus, to be disciples.
对这些人来讲，跟从耶稣就是这个意义。
And in our passage today, we see what it means to be a disciple for the Apostle Paul.
那今天我们看到的经文，让我们看到对保罗来讲，成为门徒是什么意义。
Because Paul was persecuted against.
因为他被受逼迫。
He was beaten and imprisoned.
他被打,被下监,
and he's threatened with death for the great cost of discipleship.
而且呢,他面临死亡的危险,
History actually tells us too that Paul, he would also be executed for following Jesus.
历史告诉我们说,
the Roman Emperor Nero would have Paul beheaded for following Jesus Christ.
罗马皇帝尼洛就是因为保罗跟从了耶稣而把保罗砍了头。
The challenge and problem for many of us is that we don't have a proper understanding of discipleship.
对我们来讲的挑战是我们不太明白做门徒的意义。
We don't have a full and proper understanding of what it means to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们不太明白做耶稣基督真正的门徒的完全的意义。
For the majority of people, we think that being a Christian disciple means believing in God.
对大多数人来讲，做耶稣的门徒好像就是呢相信神。
Going to church on Sundays.
礼拜天到教会来。
Trying to be a good person.
努力做一个好人。
Try not to swear too much, trying not to do anything too bad.
努力呢不要做坏事。
Getting a good education.
接受良好的教育。
Getting a good job.
找到好的工作。
Marrying a good person.
找一个好的人结婚,
having a good family.
有一个好的家庭,
a lot of us, that's what we believe it means to be a Christian.
对我们很多人来讲,
and this is where we have to be very, very careful. Because we have to ask the important question, is this what the Bible teaches us? What it means to be a disciple?
因为我们要问自己说,
and the answer to this question is no.
对这个问题的回答是no.
This is not Christian discipleship.
这不是基督徒的门徒的意义。
Experts today, they call this the American dream.
那么其实呢, 这叫做美国梦。
Many of us here, we are minorities.
我们这里的大多数人是少数族裔。
I myself was not born here in this country.
我自己也不是在这个国家出生的。
And so I grew up most of my life in a very, as a minority.
我生长的这些年月其实一直就是一个少数族裔。
And many of us, we either are or have family members who sacrificed a lot to come to this country.
我们当中很多人，我们自己或者是我们的家人来到这个，为着来到这个国家而付出了很大的牺牲。
Maybe they had to sacrifice career or status or dealing with cultural or language challenges.
也许我们要放弃我们的文化，放弃我们的社会地位，因着来到这个新的环境，我们有很多的挣扎。
And many of us either know or are people who did this with the hope that through hard work, other people are different, later generations will receive certain opportunities that we didn't have.
那我们也明白，我们自己或者我们的家人，他们经历了这些苦难，是为了使家里其他的人能够有更好的发展的前途。
That through our sacrifice that they would receive certain open doors that were not open to us.
因着我们这样的付出，他们呢就可以得到我们所没有的机会。
This is again the American dream.
这是什么？这是美国梦。
And this is why our country is probably the greatest country in the world.
这是呢，这个国家。 之所以能够成为这个世界上最伟大的国家的一个原因。
This is probably the reason why we are here today.
这也可能今天为什么我们来到这里的原因。
And I want to make this very clear.
我想说清楚。
There is nothing wrong with the American dream as it is.
作为美国梦，它本身并没有什么错。
There is only something wrong with the American dream when we think that being a disciple of Jesus Christ is the same thing as the American dream.
但是如果我们把美国梦跟做耶稣的门徒等同起来的话，那么就错了。
Being a disciple of Jesus Christ in the American dream are completely different.
做耶稣的门徒和实现美国梦是完全两回事。
And when we start blending the two, or they start becoming the same thing, that is a huge problem. How can we tell if we're making the mistake of believing that discipleship is the same thing as the American dream? The test is to analyze our prayers.
让我们怎么会知道呢? 那么我们只要看我们的祷告就知道了。
When we're either here or we're in our homes, what do you pray for?
我们在这里或者我们在家的时候，我们为什么祷告呢?
If everything or the majority of what we pray for is always life improvement,
如果我们每一个祷告或者大多数祷告都是为了改善我们的生活,
if it's always prayer for success or achievement or material possessions,
如果只是为了成功、为了进步、为了物质而祷告的话,
then there's a good chance that we are following the American dream.
那么很可能我们不过是在追求美国梦。
There's a very good chance that we are not following Jesus Christ.
很可能我们没有在跟从耶稣。
And this is why it's so important for us to be honest with ourselves.
所以呢,我们对自己诚实这一点非常的重要。
And to be honest with God.
所以我们要向神诚实。
In our heart of hearts, are we living and following God?
在我们的内心深处,我们是不是在跟从耶稣?
Are we following God or are we following the American dream?
我们是在跟从神呢, 我们还是在跟从美国梦?
Are we living for God or are we living really for ourselves?
我们是为神而活呢, 还是为我们自己而活?
Because just spiritualizing the American dream so that what we get is what everything everyone else wants in life, that is not what it means to be a disciple.
把美国梦给属灵化, 使我们能够追求我们所要追求的, 这不是做耶稣的门徒。
Going to church most Sundays and trying to be a good person is not what it means to be a disciple.
每个礼拜到教会来努力使自己成为一个好人，这也不是耶稣的门徒。
What does Jesus teach us in the scriptures?
耶稣在这段话里教导我们什么呢?
In Luke chapter 9 verses 23 and 24, this is what Jesus says.
在路加福音第9章第23-24节，主耶稣这样说。
Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. Luke 9:23-24.
路加福音第9章.
I'll read it once more. Luke 9:23-24 says, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it.
耶稣又对众人说, 若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我上吊生命的，必救了自己的生命。
He continues in verses 26 and 27.
26节、27节他又继续说。
He says, If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, hate wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
路加福音14章26-27节，人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命。
Later in verse 33 of Luke 14, Jesus says this.
然后主耶稣在后面又继续说, 第33节,
In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples.
这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的, 就不能做我的门徒。
I apologize that we don't have the slides prepared in advance.
我抱歉，我事先没有准备一个 PowerPoint.
In my church, we usually use my computer, and I asked if I could use my computer, but it's a Mac, and so it wouldn't work together here.
我在我教会的时候会用我自己的电脑，但是呢，那是一个 Mac 在这里不能用.
But it's okay. What Jesus is saying in these verses is that our love and commitment for Him must be first.
主耶稣在这里面讲的，我们对主的爱要超过一切。
Our devotion and our love for Jesus must be so great.
我们对主的爱要如此之大。
that in comparison to that love, everything else must look like hate.
与这样的爱相比，其他的一切都变成了恨恶。
Our love for Jesus must be so much higher and greater than our love for things like family.
我们对主的耶稣的爱是如此之大，以至于我们对家庭的爱。
Our possessions.
我们所拥有的。
Anything else in this world.
世界上这个世界上一切其他的。
I myself, I have a young son.
我自己有一个小儿子，很小的儿子。
I love my son very, very much.
我非常的爱他。
My love for Jesus must be so great that my love for my son must look like hate.
因为我对主的爱是如此之大，以至于我对我儿子的爱就仿佛是憎恨他。
My wife and I, we just celebrated 10 years of marriage recently.
我和我太太最近刚刚庆祝了我们结婚10周年纪念日。
She's an amazing woman of God.
她是一个属于神的非常好的女子。
But my love for Jesus must be so great that my love for my wife must look like hate.
但是呢，因为我对神的爱是如此之深，以至于我对我妻子的爱就好像是恨他。
Jesus must be the first priority in our lives.
耶稣在我们生命中必须是第一位的。
This is the calling of discipleship.
这是神对门徒的呼召。
So many of us, we are so easily distracted in our discipleship.
我们都很容易。 我们做耶稣的门徒这件事很容易呢被打岔。
There's a situation in the Bible once where a young man came to Jesus.
在圣经里面记载有一个年轻人到耶稣那里来。
And he told Jesus that he wanted to follow him.
他告诉耶稣说我要来跟从你。
But his dad just died.
但是他父亲刚刚去世。
Could he first go and bury his dead father and then he would follow Jesus?
他可不可以先去埋葬他的父亲，然后回来跟从耶稣？
What was Jesus' response?
耶稣的回答是什么呢？
He said no.
他说不。
He said you follow me first.
他说你先来跟从我。
There was another time where a person came to Jesus and said, "Can I follow you? But I want to first say goodbye to my family."
还有一次有一个人对耶稣说了，说我可不可以先跟我的家人告别，再来跟从你？
In both of these situations, Jesus said no. Follow me first now.
在这两次主耶稣都说不，你来跟从我。
What does this look like in our lives?
这在我们生活中将是什么样？
On a very practical level, what does this mean for us?
如果说实际一点，对我们来讲，这有什么意义？
I'll try to explain in a way that maybe we can understand better.
我想呢，用我们大家可以更容易理解的方式来解释。
I am the weird pastor today who brought an apple with him up here.
我今天带了一个苹果，大家可能觉得很奇怪。
There's a reason why it's here.
是有原因的，为什么有这个苹果？
It's not because I'm hungry.
不是因为我饿了。
For her entire life, my wife was actually allergic to apples.
那我太太呢，她这一辈子其实她对苹果是过敏的。
It was very strange though, once she gave birth to our son, her body changed.
但是呢，很奇妙的，她生了孩子之后，她的体质就变化了。
And her allergy went away. And so there was a period of time after that, she ate apples every single day of her life.
所以那个之后一段时间，她每天都要吃苹果。
Because she felt like she had missed out for over 3 decades of her life of eating apples.
因为她感觉呢，在她的一生当中，差不多有30年的时间，她都没有吃到苹果。
Now imagine if this apple is your life.
想象呢，你的生活就是这个苹果。
This is your heart.
这是你的心。
Now Jesus, he wants you to offer him everything.
耶稣呢，要你把一切都给他。He
wants you to offer him your very best.
他要你把最好的给他。Your
school.
你的学业。Your
job.
你的工作。Your
family.
你的家庭。Your
friends.
你的朋友。Your
future.
你的未来。All
your possessions.
你拥有的一切。He
wants us to offer him the whole apple.
他要你把一切都给他。But
the problem for most of us is that we never do that.
但我们的问题是我们从来都做不到。Usually
we say, Jesus, yes, I know I'm supposed to offer you everything as a disciple.
我们常常会说，作为是的主的，作为门徒，我知道。But
for our younger people here, we say, I have to focus on my grades.
那么年轻人会说呢，那我的成绩很重要。SATs
are coming up soon.
就说马上要考试，要考SAT了。
I have to get into a great college. I have to make my parents proud.
我要让我的父母为我引以为豪。
So Jesus, I know I'm supposed to give you everything.
也是我知道我应该把一切都给你。
But I need to focus on me first.
但是呢，我要先关注一下我自己。
And so we say, and we're like, well, there's still a lot here.
可以说呢，虽然吃了一口，但是还剩很多。
So Jesus, I'll give you this.
耶稣，我把这个给你。
But wait.
等一下。
I know I'm supposed to give you everything.
我知道我应该把一切给你。
But I have to get a job.
但是我还要找个工作。
You don't expect me to live on the street.
你不会让我做流浪汉吧？
I have to make some money first.
我首先要赚钱。
So we say, hold on, Jesus.
我们说，主啊，等一下。
The last time I did this example, my apple was much bigger than this one.
上次我这样的时候，那个苹果比这个大很多。
I chose better today.
今天我做了一个比较好的选择。
And then we say, okay, Jesus, well, I got about half of my apple left.
总归耶稣说，我现在还有半个苹果。And
I'm going to give you this first. I'm going to give everything that I have to you.
我把这个我所有的都给你。But
wait.
等一下。
I have to get married.
我还要结婚。
My parents are really pushing me to get married.
我父母真的很努力让我要结婚。
Family is very important.
家庭非常的重要。
I don't want to be the weird single person in my family.
我不想我成为我家里面那个让大家觉得很奇怪的人。
So Jesus, I know I'm supposed to give you everything, but let me have my family first.
耶稣啊，我知道我应该把一切给你，但是让我还是先有一个家。
Let me get married first.
让我先结婚。
And we do this over and over again with our lives.
我们生活中我们就一直这样。
For those of us even who are older, we do this in our lives.
对，我们当中年长的，我们一生是这样。
Because we say, Jesus, yes, I'll follow you. I'll give you everything.
我们对耶稣说，我跟从你，我把一切都给你。
But I need to take care of my family.
但是我要照顾我的家庭。
I need to get that promotion.
我需要提升。
I need to make sure my family is safe and secure. So Jesus, hold on, I need to focus on these things first.
主耶稣，你等一等,
Jesus, I'll follow you once I get retired.
耶稣啊, 当我退休以后,
when I'm done with work,
当我完成了我的工作,
when my kids are in college,
当我孩子上了大学,
and everything is finally done,
每一件事情都安排妥当,
then I'll follow you completely. And we say, Jesus, okay.
然后我们说,主啊,
I'll give you everything.
我把一切都给你。
If I gave this to any of you right now, that would be an insult.
如果现在我把这给你们的话, 对你们实在就是一种侮辱。
But we insult God every single time we do this with Him. And usually with God, we give Him just the leftover. We give Him what's convenient and easy. We give Him the parts of our lives that we don't want anymore. I'll leave this here. The Apostle Paul didn't live his life like this.
使徒保罗他不是这样生活。
He didn't give Jesus just the leftovers.
他不是把剩下的给耶稣。
He gave Jesus his whole life.
他把他整个生命都给了耶稣。
Again, he knew what was going to happen to him in his life.
他知道在他的生命中要发生的事。
But Paul was willing to go to Jerusalem and go through the suffering.
但是他愿意上耶路撒冷去经历苦难。
He was willing to go through the persecution of being arrested and beaten and almost killed.
他也愿意 上耶路撒冷被逼迫，甚至呢，差一点丧掉生命。
It's very interesting. If we look in our passage in Acts chapter 21 today,
那我们今天看《使徒行传》21章的时候，
we see Paul. He's arrested.
我们看到保罗他被抓。
He's beaten.
他被打。
He stands bloodied and bruised. before a crowd that's shouting for his death.
他在那些喊叫要杀掉他的众人面前鲜血淋漓。
Does this remind us of anybody in the Bible?
这有没有让我们想起圣经当中,
and, of course,
圣经当中的人?
And of course the answer is Jesus Christ himself.
当然, 那就是主耶稣基督他自己。
Jesus experienced all these same things in his own life.
耶稣基督在他的生命当中也经历了这一切。
Arrest and betrayal.
被抓, 被出卖,
getting beaten and tortured.
被打, 被羞辱,
a leader asking the crowd what this man has done wrong.
罗马的官府问众人说这人做了什么错事?
People bringing false lies and accusations to him.
众人用假见证来控告他,
and standing before a crowd that is shouting to kill you.
站在众人面前说要杀掉他, 除掉他。
This is exactly what Jesus himself endured.
这就是耶稣基督自己他所经历的。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says this.
希伯来书四章第十五节说,
I still have apple in my mouth. Hold on. Hebrews 4:15 says this. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱, 他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样, 只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus, we're told, is the perfect high priest.
耶稣基督是我们完美的大祭司。
He has experienced all the same temptations and challenges that we face, yet he did not sin.
他经历了我们所经历的一切试探, 但是他没有犯罪。
Jesus himself, he understands exactly what we are going through.
耶稣基督他明白我们所经历的一切,
because he has experienced it himself.
因为他自己也经历了。
And this is why Jesus is able to help us in our times of need.
这就是为什么当我们需要的时候耶稣基督可以成为我们的帮助。
Jesus knew exactly what Paul was experiencing that day in Jerusalem.
耶稣知道保罗那天在耶路撒冷他所经历的一切。
But this also brings up a very important question for us today.
那么这个呢也今天带给我们一个非常重要的问题。
And it's a question that many people wrestle with.
是一个很多人一直挣扎的问题。
If God loves us,
如果神爱我们,
then why would he allow us to go through this suffering?
为什么他允许我们经历这些磨难?
If God is love and loves us so much,
如果神如此的爱我们,
why would he allow Paul to get beat up, arrested, and threatened with death?
为什么他允许保罗被抓被打, 甚至呢差一点丧命?
And I think this is a very long answer, but I'll give us just two, and then we'll be done for today.
我想呢要回答这个问题需要很多时间, 但今天我只从两方面来讲。
The first reason why God allows this to happen is so that we will grow closer with Him.
第一方面呢, 是神允许这些发生, 让我们可以跟神更加的亲近。
I mentioned before that passage from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, where Jesus is our perfect high priest.
刚才我提到在希伯来书四章十五节讲到耶稣基督是我们天上完美的大祭司。
He has experienced everything that we go through, and he is able to understand us and help us in our times of weaknesses.
所以他经历了我们一切,所以当软弱的时候,他能够体恤我们,能够帮助我们。
But because Paul went through these experiences himself,
因为保罗他自己经历了这一切,
he was now able to better understand what Jesus experienced for him.
所以呢,他能够更好地理解耶稣基督为他所经受的。
He was now able to identify himself even more with Jesus Christ.
他能够使自己跟主耶稣基督更加的认同。
His relationship with Jesus became closer.
他跟耶稣基督的关系可以更加的亲密。
Deeper and more real.
更深更真实。
Because Paul went through this suffering.
因为保罗经历了这些苦难。
It is truly a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
But it is through suffering and persecution that we draw closer to God.
那是经历苦难和逼迫, 让我们能够
And of course, the amazing promise is that God draws near to us during these moments.
那更宝贝的应许是说, 在这个时候,
Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 11 says this.
腓立比书第三章十到十一节这样说,
this is what the Apostle Paul declares about his life.
是保罗如此这样讲到他自己的生活,
Again, we have to remember this is a man who hated Jesus Christ and hated the church.
我们要记得这个人曾经
But the Apostle Paul says this. He says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
保罗这样说使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul didn't care if he went through suffering.
保罗不在意他所经历的苦难。
He didn't care if he was beaten up or thrown into prison.
他不在意他被打被丢被丢入监狱。
He didn't care if he died.
他不在意他死。
Because all he cared about was following Jesus Christ and knowing him.
他一切所在意的是效法他的死可以认识他。
To know him and to identify himself with Christ, growing closer and closer with him every day.
来认识他，来与他认同时，每天可以跟与他更加的亲近。
This is why he declared, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
所以他可以这样宣告，他活着就是基督，他死了也有益处。
Everything in his life was now about Jesus Christ.
现在他生命中的一切都是耶稣基督的。
It's very interesting. I was listening to an interview recently of a famous pastor.
最近我听到一个很有名的牧师他所接受的采访。
And this pastor was at a conference with certain missionaries.
这位牧师呢，跟一些宣教士他们一起在一个聚会，在一个特会里面。
And these missionaries had experienced tremendous persecution, and many of their friends had died.
这些宣教士他们遭受了极大的逼迫，他们很多的朋友甚至都殉道了。
And now these missionaries, they were released, and now they were back home.
他们现在被释放，所以回家了。
And they were sharing about their experience of what they went through.
他们经历，他们分享他们所过去的经历。
And what they noticed is as they were sharing about their experiences, they spoke about it very fondly.
那么他发现呢，当这些宣教士在分享他们经历的时候，他们非常的风趣。
These missionaries who had experienced so many things, they almost expressed a desire to go back, to suffer like that once again.
他们从他们的分享中，你感觉到他们受到那么大的苦难，他们却很渴望再回去，再次受逼迫。
And it sounded crazy.
听起来好像很疯狂。
Why would you want to receive persecution?
为什么你想要受被逼迫呢？
Why would you want to go back into prison?
为什么你还想要回到监狱里去？
Why would you want to face death every single day?
为什么你希望每天都能够面临死亡的威胁？
And the reason why is because they explained, they experienced such a richness and a sweetness in their relationship with God during that time.
因为他们分享，在那个时候，他们实在能够经历与主同在的甘甜。
Their relationship with God was so close, so intimate.
他跟神的之间的关系是那样的亲密，那样的亲近。
And they were saying that they had lost that intimacy with God since they were now back at home, now that they were comfortable at home.
他们讲到他们回家在这个舒适的环境里面，他们就失去了与主的那个亲密。
One of the main reasons why God allows his disciples to go through persecution is so that we will have him. We will see him. And we will only have him. And that we will see that he is all that we need. Because God loves us so much, he wants to give us only the very best.
因为神如此的爱我们，所以呢，他想把最好的给我们。
What is the very best in this world?
在这个世界上最好的是什么？
It is God himself.
就是神的自己。
And because of this, God needs to discipline us so that we understand this and realize this.
因此神要管教我们，让我们可以明白，可以认识他。
Life is not just about relationships.
生活不单单只是讲到关系。
It's not just about going into a great college or getting a great job.
不是单单讲到说上一个好的大学，找到一份好的工作。
It's not just about making a lot of money and feeling successful.
不是单单的只是说要赚很多的钱，让我们有成就感。
The greatest thing in life is God Himself.
生命当中最大的事情是神，最伟大的事是神自己。
And God wants to teach us this lesson.
神要教导我们这个功课。
That's the first reason why God allows us to go through these times.
这是呢，神让我们经历这些苦难的，让我们有这些苦难的时间的关系。
The second reason is because of a great mystery.
第二个呢，就是一个极大的奥秘。
And the mystery is that God provides life through death.
这个奥秘就是神借着死亡带给我们生命。
Jesus himself teaches in the Gospels about a seed needing to fall and die in order for the plant to grow and produce more fruit.
耶稣基督在福音书里面就告诉我们说，一粒种子要掉在地里死了，才可以结出生命的籽粒来。
by dying, that seed then is able to grow and produce fruit and bear even more seeds.
借着死，那一粒种子就可以结出果，可以结出籽粒，而且可以结出许多的籽粒。
The call and the cost of discipleship is to die, but in order to provide life for other people.
对门徒的呼召是让他们死，使别人可以得到生命。
We see this to be true in the lives of the disciples who proclaimed the gospel, but died for doing so.
在那些为传扬福音而死的主的门徒当中，我们看到这些他们因着死而得出生命了。
We see this today in the life of the Apostle Paul.
今天我们在使徒保罗的生命中也看到这一点。And
of course, we see this to be true in the life of Jesus Christ Himself.
在主耶稣基督他自己的生命中，我们也看到这一点。Because
His suffering and His death made a way of salvation for the world.
因着他受苦受死，使得这个世界有了给这个世界带来拯救的道路。
A way of salvation for each of us here.
让我们每一个人今天可以得到拯救。And
this is why we too need to embrace suffering, sacrifice, and death.
这也是我们今天在这里的每一个人，我们要接受受苦受死。Not
so much physical death. Please take care of yourselves physically.
不是说我们肉身的死，我们大家还是要照顾我们的身体。
But we're talking about spiritually dying to ourselves. Because if we do so, we can provide life through our sacrifice unto others.
因为我们这样做的话，我们可以把生命带给别人。
Jesus, he received persecution and death in this world.
耶稣基督在这个世界他受逼迫受死。
But in the end, he received glory and resurrection. And if we embrace through discipleship, dying to ourselves and living for other people, we too will embrace the power of the resurrection and God's glory in our lives.
同样,如果我们向自己死,将把生命带给别人的话,我们同样能够得到这个复活的能力,并且能够得到荣耀。
I'll close with this today.
今天我就讲到这里。
One of the things I do in our English ministry is I give a challenge to our congregation every single week.
在我们英文组，我做的一件事就是每一个礼拜给大家有一个挑战。Those
challenges have ranged from anything as getting baptized.
那这些挑战包括呢，比方说鼓励大家受洗。To
looking for opportunities to be generous to other people.
或者呢，找机会使自己变得更加的慷慨。
And I know that I'm new and I just met you today, but I would like to give everybody here a challenge as we leave.
我知道呢,我今天是第一次来到这里,但是我还是愿意给大家一个挑战。
A challenge for you for this week.
这个礼拜的挑战。
When we think of Jesus, there's some pretty familiar and famous images that come to mind.
当我们想耶稣基督的时候,我们会有一些很熟悉的感觉。
One image that we have, of course, is Jesus hanging upon the cross.
其中一个呢,就是耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Another is him as the good shepherd carrying the lost sheep back to the flock.
那就是还有另外一个形象呢,就是他是一个好牧人,他抱着他的羊。
Another might be Jesus as a baby lying in a manger.
或者呢,我们的想象呢,就是耶稣基督那个马,就是马槽里的婴孩的形象。
But in Matthew 21, we're given a very different image of Jesus Christ.
但是在马太福音21章给我们另外一个完全不同的耶稣基督的形象。
Because in Matthew 21, we see Jesus, he goes into the temple of God.
21章,马太福音21章,我们看到耶稣基督他来到神的殿。
He flips over tables.
他掀翻了桌子。
He grabs money out of people's hands and he kicks them all out of the temple.
他把兑换银钱的人赶出圣殿。
He yells at people to get out of the temple.
他让他把圣殿里的人都赶出去。
And we're told that this was not the only time that he did this, because in John 2, he did this at the beginning of his public ministry.
这不是主耶稣第一次清理圣殿，在约翰福音第二章的时候，那里面记载到耶稣基督第一次清理圣殿。
Actually, in John chapter 2, Jesus, he took a bunch of ropes and he made a whip, and he whipped the people out of the temple that day.
约翰福音第二章讲到，耶稣基督他拿一个绳子用绳子把人赶出去。
Why did Jesus do this?
为什么耶稣这样做？
Why was Jesus so angry?
为什么他如此愤怒？
There are several reasons, but I will give us just one thing for today.
有几个原因，今天我跟大家只讲一个。
And this is our challenge for this week.
这就是我们这个礼拜的挑战。
Jesus needed to clean out the temple of God.
耶稣基督要洁净神的圣殿。
There was a bunch of clutter and mess in the temple of God.
在神的圣殿里面有很多兑换银钱的人有很多的混乱。
Their worship was not right.
他们的敬拜错了。
And Jesus, he needed to clean house so that it can come back to worshiping God properly.
所以呢，耶稣基督他要进入圣殿，所以要洁净圣殿，所以可以他到圣殿里面来敬拜。
And so my challenge for us this week is fall cleaning.
所以这个礼拜给大家的挑战就是让我们能够完全的洁净。
Many of us were familiar with spring cleaning.
我们大家都很熟悉春天的时候我们要大扫除。
Where we go through our home and we throw out or donate certain things that we don't like or don't need anymore.
我们呢要清理我们的房间，把我们不需要的、我们不喜欢的东西都拿出去。
But especially as the weather gets colder now, my challenge for us this week is fall cleaning.
那现在天气冷了，那我给大家的挑战是我们来一次秋季的大扫除。
But it's not so much cleaning out old clothes or things that we don't want.
不是呢，清理我们的衣物，我们不需要的东西。
It's fall cleaning in our hearts.
乃是呢，来清理我们的心。
Fall cleaning in our lives.
打扫我们的生命。
And we need to ask Jesus to come into our hearts and our lives this week.
这个礼拜我们要求主耶稣基督来到我们的心里。
Because when Jesus enters in, everything changes.
因为耶稣基督进来了，一切都改变。
Stuff gets moved out.
有些东西被搬出去。
It gets moved around.
或者重新安排。
And a lot of it gets thrown away.
很多东西就被扔掉。
And this is what needs to take place in our lives this week especially.
特别是这个礼拜，这是在我们生命当中所需要发生的。
And I know we're busy.
我们都很忙。
But I believe it's so important for us to carve out, to intentionally make the time to do this.
但是我相信更重要的是我们要特意地安排出时间来清理。
To sit in the presence of God every day.
每天坐在神的面前。
To be like Mary and sit at the Lord's feet.
像玛利亚一样坐在主的脚前。
And allow God to search and examine our hearts.
让神可以鉴察我们的心思意念。
To see if there is any offensive way in us.
是否我们当中有得罪神的。
And lead us in His way everlasting.
让他可以引导我们走永生的路。
And He will reveal certain things to us.
他会照明我们心中一些意念。
Again, certain things that need to go.
有一些需要被清除的事。
And when He reveals these things to us, let us be obedient to act and to follow Him.
当他将这些事向我们显明的时候，让我们来顺服，来跟从他。
Because if we obey God, this will make us more faithful disciples.
因为当我们顺从神的时候，我们就可以成为神更忠心的门徒。
And this will make us more effective disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们就可以成为耶稣基督更有效的门徒。
I don't come to Newark very often.
我不常常来到Newark。
And I actually took my time today driving here.
我今天花了时间开到这里。
And I drove around the neighborhood a little bit before I came to church to worship with you this morning.
今天早上我来进入这里跟大家敬拜之前呢，我在周围转了一下。
And I saw many people on the street.
我看到街上有很多人。
Of all different ethnicities and backgrounds.
有不同的背景，不同的。
There is a reason why God planted this faith community in this location.
神把这个教会放在这个位置是有他的目的。
It is to worship God and to glorify Him.
在这里敬拜他，荣耀他。
But it is also in doing so to reach all people.
也是呢，能够让我们能够接触到这里所有的人。
And I just want to remind you all to be faithful to make a difference in this community for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
我也鼓励大家要对神忠心，使我们在这里可以成为神忠心的见证。
Be creative and think of opportunities and ways to engage this community so that they may know Jesus Christ.
让我们大家更有创意，能够使我们在这里可以吸引更多的人到耶稣基督面前来。
And in doing all these things, this is what it means to be true and faithful disciples of Jesus.
让我们这样做，使我们可以真正的成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Let's pray together, please.
让我们一起祷告。
Would you just take a few moments first and allow God to search and examine your heart?
让我们真的是在神面前，使神可以来鉴察我们心思意念。
Just ask God, God, would you reveal to me any things in my life that you need to move or change?
我们求神能够显明我们的心思意念，让我们知道我们心中需要被他除去。
And would you teach me today what it means to become a true disciple that follows you?
主啊，教导我们能够真的是明白，能够成为跟随你的门徒的真正的意义。
Let's spend a few minutes in prayer, please.
那我们一起用几分钟的时间来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time when we were able to worship you. Father, I pray that you would bless this faith community here.
父啊, 我们求你祝福在这里,
would you build us up so that we can become faithful disciples to be used by you?
建立我们,
I pray, God, that you would raise up disciples and leaders in this community who would go out and to be used by you in great ways.
主啊,
disciples who would live for you and not for just ourselves and our own gain.
是那些为你而活,
God, would you forgive us for the many ways that we are just focusing on ourselves and living for ourselves.
父啊, 赦免我们,
Father, teach us what it means to follow you.
主啊,
and Lord, I pray that you would use this church to shine your light.
主啊, 我求你用这个教会来发,
to love as you loved.
像你那样的爱,
and to go out as your hands and feet to love this broken world around us.
成为你的手足,
Lord, we pray that you will be greatly glorified and honored through the ministry here.
借着这里的服事, 主,
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. God bless you.